G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post Preview Podcast for the weekend of Saturday, May 25. We've got the full team once again, John Barker, myself, Joel Marshall and Daniel Nuttall. Well, Joel, there's a couple of runners this weekend that are fairly generous odds, but that every man and his dog seems to be heavily into. And one of them is one of the front page horses on this week's Winning Post, and you're both on the bandwagon. I speak of Victorum.
Yeah, myself, Daniel, Peter Lyon, our Queensland expert, fresh off tipping Canedna last week. So in probably what looks an absolute raffle of a race, there's a few of us honing in on Victorum. And I think there's a couple at Flemington that people are honing in on that are good odds as well. But a good day at Eagle Farm on Saturday, good support card. And yeah, a tough group one, wait for age. We've got, you know, listed group three horses trying to step up to the plate. Obviously last start group one winner, the Bostonian, you couldn't rule him out.
Daniel, you spoke to Jenny Graham during the week, interview on page 18 of your Winning Post this weekend. Both she and Ben Looker having their first group one runners, but Victorum certainly seems to be in it up to his ears. What were the confidence levels like?
I guess group one, as you said, Jenny's first group one runner, she was pretty confident the horse would run well. But look, in a race that doesn't boast any real group one talent, really, it's going over it now. The Bostonian, of course, won the 10,000 last start, but really it's an open race, and I think, yeah, as you said, Victorum's right up there, and at the price of $11, I thought it's definitely worth putting on top. But I think the stable, Jenny Graham, small stable located at Port Macquarie, she's pretty happy with her horse, and it'll be a great thrill if it can get up on Saturday.
Yes, I mean, in terms of actual established group one talent, it's not a lot better than the Goodwood, and mind you, it's worth 50,000 less than the Goodwood, so I suppose it's not that surprising. We will get to the TAB Kingsford Smith Cup, which is the race we've been yammering about for the last couple of minutes, shortly, but we'll take you right through the black type with Daniel at Eagle Farm. And the first of the races in question is race three, the Mullins Grand Prix Stakes for the Derby bound 3-year-olds over 2200 metres at group three level and set weights.
Quite keen on one here, Barks. It's about my best of the day in Vow and Declare. A progressive staying type was really, really good. I thought resuming in a handy race at Flemington, that was on Anzac Day. They finished third behind Orsian. Now, the former in that race has been okay since, and then went to Sandown, a midweek race, a benchmark 84, and set on the speed. A little bit closer than a custom this horse sitting. Normally gets back in races, but went forward on a soft track. Not sure that's his preferred going. And it was a swooper's race, main stage winning from the back. And yeah, suited the horses coming back on the speed. So up to 2,200 metres is a big tick for this horse. Showed his talent last preparation, winning at Flemington, a listed race at Flemington, beating Juniper. The horse got considerable upside. I just thought here, it's a good race for him, going towards the Derby. And I thought the price, I thought it'd come up a lot shorter than $11, but happy to take the 11, and yeah, made him my best of the day, Vow and Declare. Borazon in next, was okay in a group three rough habit last start. I think the stepping back up to 2200 metres, that was a big tick for him. Grinzinger Star, a stablemate of Vow and Declare, is in the game, as well as the two Kiwi runners have been found by the market in Bobby D and Lord Arthur. It's an open race, but I thought Vow and Declare was happy to make it my best of the day at a tough card at Eagle Farm today.
All right, race four at Eagle Farm is the time-honoured Grinders Coffee Roasters Stakes. Fillies and mares, 1,300 metres. You may know it best as the Glen Logan Park Stakes. But I thought, why is this not called the Glen Logan Park Stakes anymore? And I searched for Glen Logan Park. They don't stand stallions anymore, apparently.
I think, yeah, they've just, an adjustment breeding brood mares and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, and you go to their website and it just gives you a phone number and an email address if you want to know any more about Glen Logan Park. Pretty much like Winning Post website, but that's all about to improve. It's all about to change, listeners. Now, Grinders Coffee Roasters Stakes, Daniel, 1,300, Fillies and Mares, Group 3 Handicap.
Yeah, with our Oregon's Day here, last start run in the Coolmore Legacy, another race that recently changed from the Queen of the Turf, now the Coolmore Legacy. I thought that run was better than it looks on paper. It says 16th and 19th in the form guide, but not much went right. It was only four lengths of the winner, Cadena. That horse has since come out, won a Group 1 again. So happy to be with Oregon's Day on top. Calista, the deserved favourite based on the last start win, just bolted in on the speed at Doomben last week with the quick back up here. Sexy Eyes in next, love the Wheatwood run, and then just too far back at the Gold Coast last time, and in for fourth, Savatiano, who's in the market also. Good race that, 2, 4, 6, and 8. Race 4.
Race 5, Ascot Green, Lord Mayor's Cup. Group 3, over 1,600 at set weights, and, or I guess weight for age, but they all seem to be older males, bar Caravale. They've all got 59, except Caravale on 57, so... Tom Melbourne, tops the weights here at $2.20, about Tom Melbourne. You know, well, at least Tom Melbourne's fronting up here, unlike Osborne Bulls, who's just giving it away. So now 5 seconds in a row, that'll do me. I'm off. See you in the spring. But Tom Melbourne is still here. Going for it?
I am. Look, $2.20 is skinny. Gee, I didn't think it'd be that price. But I thought it'd start close to the favourite. There's not a lot of depth in this race for Group 3, I would have thought. And Tom Melbourne's been racing well, you know, he's a couple of placings behind Archidamus, who's flying, and yeah, he's placed in his last three starts, and one, of course, resuming. So look, but to be with Tom, I won't dive into the price though, but yeah, on top, in next is Litton in My Veins, I think Cool Chap's been scratched actually when I last looked. So
yeah, that's right.
It is, so Litton in My Veins in next, the four, nice winner at Morpheville. Last night, comes here in winning form. There's a horse that's like very good record. Unlike Tom, he's 10 from 33. The Mayusis trained horse. Lejeune in next, another just flying for Chris Waller. Winner of his last four and stepping up to the plate each time. And in for fourth, we'll have Bergerac. The two I thought was quite unlucky in a race where many horses are unlucky to be us see sprint last start. So Bergerac in for fourth. But Tom on top, 1, 4, 5, and 2.
Race 6, first leg of the Quaddy at Eagle Farm on Saturday. Kieran, BRC, Sire's Produce Stakes. It's worth $400,000. It is a Group 2 over 1,400 metres at set weights.
Yeah, much better draw for Sarzon here. The 3, drawn 1. We'll go up on the speed, I think. Look, crossed from 12 to sort of share the lead last start in the Champagne. Dubious won that, running away from them. And that horse will line up in a Group 1 later in the day at 48 kilos. But yeah, gun draw Sars, and I think the longer trip as well will certainly suit him. In next is Strasburg, who's ran on well, probably a little bit unlucky in that same race. Sort of didn't get out until a bit late, but did run on well, hit the line. Accession in next, and Creator as well. So really the Sydney form, I think, the Sydney-based horses rather, in this. 3, 2, 1, and 4, first leg of the Quaddy.
Second leg is race 7, Eva Air Premier's Cup, 2,200. Group 3 handicap, these on their way to the Brisbane Cup.
I'm with Miss Admiration. I made a bit of a black book of this horse when it was first up at Caulfield. 1,600 metres, and that was short of her best. She's, of course, performed much better over 2,000, 2,200 metres, 2,400, that sort of distance. She up to 2,200 metres here, second up. I thought the mile run, though, fresh at Caulfield was quite good. A little bit unlucky not to finish close, so sort of chopped out on the rail when she was going for a run there, but responded well, and $21 when I last checked. I think it's a good each way price for her. Lover, deserved favourite, good in the Doomben Cup after a wide run, and she'll find this easier. Our libretto onto at Eagle Farm, much spacious track will suit her. The Doomben run was okay, and the Candyman, who's done nothing but win this preparation, of course, is the toughest test to date for him, but he deserves to be worth thought in a race like this. Miss Admiration, the 8 on top of 7, 9 and 20.
The big ones, race 8, third leg of the Quaddy, TAB Kingsford Smith Cup. Standard weight for age, 1,300 metres, Group 1, 700,000. Well, as I mentioned, Osborne Bulls is not there, but Godolphin have two of the favoured horses in Trekking, who is the favourite, but still at a very backable price after drawing barrier 1, and then Home of the Brave, the other one, has drawn almost the complete outside at barrier 17. I guess eased a bit, was about $8 earlier in the week, is out to about 11, so trekking around about $6.50 in your winning post. The Bostonian, as you mentioned, the one who's got the recent Group 1 form here, is also up there at about $8, so is I Am Excited, and Victorum, also just those low double figures. So Victorum, talk us into it.
Yeah, look, as we touched on, Victorum for me, I thought in that Group 3 Hortensia was really good late, over 1,100 metres. A distance probably a little short of his best. Was getting scrubbed up early in the straight, but yeah, it was terrific. Like, didn't have much room, really. Sort of was waiting for a run there, but once out, was terrific to the line. Race was probably all over that stage. Viridine, who's a smart sprinter from the Godolphin Yard, had the race won, but taken ground of him on the line. And I think up to 1,300 metres, he'll set a little closer, Victor M. And with even luck, he'll be the one coming late. It'll be hard to hold out. Got Ring-a-ding-ding-ing next. Freshened up, we'll appreciate Eagle Farm, the wide track. And then Home of the Brave, who I thought was good first up. Should have over-raced a little bit. And does boast a pretty handy second-up record. And has beaten Trapeze Artist over 1,300 metres. We'll go the Bostonian. Proved at weight for age after the win in the 10,000 last start. A couple more chances there, I think. Trekking, and I think Chapter and Verse one throwing in to the quarties at bigger odds. But Victor M up top, 3, 14, 7, and 2.
Joel?
Yeah, it's a tough race. I'll be backing two horses. I've gone Victorum on top, the three. Good run first up. Look, Stradbroke, probably better for him under the weight scale, but you know, there's a number of these that are going to be better under the weight scale than the Stradbroke. So 3 Victorum, 15 Irithea is the other one I want to back each way. I like her heading towards the Tats Tiara. I think she's a mare that's gone to the next level this prep. Drawn well, good odds. So they're the two I'll be backing. Ring-a-ding-ding I had for third, and 17 Outback Barbie for fourth, and I will include Man Booker at good odds in the quaddie.
The last at Eagle Farm on Saturday is race 9, the new turf Fred Best Classic for 3-year-olds over 1,400 metres at set weights. And one for Godolphin you do like here, Daniel, is number 14, Pahutukawa.
It's a great race, isn't it? I'm looking forward to the most probably on the card. It's a very competitive affair, as you said, with the Godolphin runner, Pahutukawa. Been freshening up since finishing, not down the track, 6 of 11th in a Vinery start, but it was 9 lengths off the winner, very elegant. The heavy track was blamed that day, but I thought the 2,000 metres might have been a little bit out of her range at this stage of her career. As I said, freshened up, won in an arrogant manner the start prior. I think she's a very, very smart filly, this one, and you know, with any speed on, she'll be hard to hold out. Kind of a good price too. Military Zone in next, eye-catching run at Scone. I think the wide gate beat him there. Zutori, look, being a bit of a benchmark up in Melbourne, winning 3 on the trot, 1,200, 1,400 to 1,600. Back to 1,400 here, but did beat Big Night Out that trip last two starts back, and that horse has bolted at Flemington since. And in for fourth, Vega 1, who smashed Multaja last start. Did have the favours up in front. We're still able to get the job done. So, but my numbers in the last 14, 2, 4, 6.
And recapping Daniel's best, excuse me, race 3, number 4, Vow and Declare. Value bet, race 8, number 3, Victorum, or indeed Victorin. Joel, did you have anything else to say about Eagle Farm?
Just a couple of other races I'd like to play. It's a tough day, so looking at odds, I thought Articus could run well in the Lord Mayor's Cup. As Daniel touched on, it's not much of a weight for age race. Take Tom Melbourne out, and it's very open. Articus has a good second up record, and he was good fresh, so I could back him each way. I thought the filly Grand Scholar might bob up in the size. I think that form from that Caulfield race will hold up. Mantra Missile looks pretty smart, and the third horse was a debutante that I have a lot of time for. So I think she'll run 1,400 okay from a good gate. And yeah, I'm sort of with Daniel in that Premier's Cup. I think Miss Admiration can run well. I think the other mare, Lover, if she handles the back up, she was pretty good for wide run in the Doomben Cup last week. So they're sort of the ones I'll play around on Saturday.
Alrighty, Flemington, the venue for Melbourne racing on Saturday, and a big, big meeting it is. In fact, big fields everywhere Saturday, bar Adelaide. And two highlights, two black type races at Flemington. The first of those is the Hilton Nicholas Straight 6. As the name suggests, it is over 1,200 metres. And it's a fairly open affair, Joel.
It is an open race, and my value bet comes up here at double figures. Number 8, Holbein. Pretty consistent performer, this bloke. He's jumped out well. Can handle the straight and has beaten Haunted earlier in his career. Who's going to be favourite? Haunted in for second. Number 5, 2 Manolo Blahnik off a freshen up. And 4, Order of Command. Good straight horse. But happy with Holbein each way here. 8, 5, 2, 4.
Yeah, I'm with Haunted number 5 to beat Manolo Blahnik. Bandipur and Creativity 5, 2, 1, 10. And probably the a real big race on the Flemington card on Saturday is race 8, the Andrew Ramsden The former Duke of Norfolk has been shortened from 3,200 to 2,800 metres. It has been restricted to horses aged 3, 4 or 5. And it now carries, the prize money has been doubled to 400,000. And most important of all, it carries a golden ticket into the Melbourne Cup. Where have you gone here, Joel?
Well, everyone seems to be tipping Surprise Baby, and he's a bit of a favourite of mine, listeners would know. To win the Adelaide Cup at start six is pretty good, and he was very good at Flemington off the freshen up. And he meets Steel Prince 6.5 kilos better, so that's just a huge tick for him to turn the tables. So he's hard to tip against Surprise Baby, 12 on top. I'll certainly be having something each way on Azzurro, and I made him my roughie for the day in the winning post. He's been a bit costly to his followers. I've been one ever since he stepped foot in Australia, and he's won a couple. He just got too far back in the Warrnambool Cup. Blinkers on, and he ran a really good race at Flemington on Melbourne Cup Day when chasing home the Sydney Cup winner, Shraro. So he's clearly good enough at 40-1. Not letting him go around without me. Two Steel Prince, obvious contender. He's building a picket fence. And 16, She's Dashing. She doesn't know how to win, but she's never far away.
Yeah, I'm with Surprise Baby too. I was with Steel Prince to beat him last time, but the 6.5, the weight turnaround just makes it impossible to tip against Surprise Baby, barrier 18 and all from Steel Prince. East Enders, the other one's probably pretty well in at the weights on ratings. Got that for third, and number three, Al Farris, despite another, indeed the extreme outside gate for fourth, so that's 12-2-1-3. My best comes up in the last, which is the undefeated number five, Not Enough Effort, has raised the bar at the second and third starts up to a midweeker last time. Was impressive enough on a day that didn't really suit, I don't think, the way that Not Enough Effort races. So happy to go with him again at a good each way quote there. And my value bet, Joel, is one that is one of those ones that you're not on it, but that people, that it was marked at $23, but every man and his dog seems to want to tip it, and that's race three, number three, Like to Think So, the very impressive recent jump out winner.
Yeah, first up last prep, second to Haunted, who's going to start favourite in the listed race. So I think he opened 18, and the only fluctuation is after 23, so... Yeah, clearly a bit of value. That's typically hard benchmark 78 down the straight with a stack of chances. My best is another dollar, race four, number eight. Second up will be Fitter. She was only getting warm late. She was just never going to win first up. But her last 50 metres was good, and out to a mile is a big plus. Holbein, the value, race seven. Bit of a roughie, Azzurro, race eight. Obviously going to be hard to beat, going to find it hard to beat Surprise Baby, but a good roughie. And the other race I'll be keen to play in, race two, Adversary. Promising three-year-old coming along really well for John Maloney. $8 or $9, I could back him each way and certainly save on the Quinella with Fidelia, who is airborne at the moment.
Randwick is the venue for Sydney racing on Saturday. And as I mentioned, big fields, 144 acceptors, although as we speak to you on Thursday afternoon, already 12 scratchings. If you two could talk us through your best and value bets, and your best, Joel, comes up against Daniel's value bet in race three.
Yeah, I've made my best Nobu, race three. He's the Queensland Derby favourite. I think he's the one to beat in that race. But the Chris Waller's elected to stay in Sydney for the lead-up rather than go to Brisbane for the Grand Prix. They took him to New Zealand, and things didn't really pan out for him, but he's come back and he just looks to have blossomed. Really good run first up off the bit of a freshen, and then just completely dominant last start. It was a 3-year-old, 4-year-old race, so he got in with a light weight. Now he's up sharply to the 59.5. That's the one query, but I think he's very hard to beat, Nobu. And my value's in the last tough race, but race nine, number six, Miss X Factor. Just forgetting the first up run. She was slow out. Zonk got them running up the front, and those at the back just couldn't make ground. She'd pull up lame too, so that wouldn't have helped. She had been trialling super before that, and she's 3 from 3, second up. If there's a bit of rain around, I'd be even more confident, but even on a dry track, she can run well.
Yeah, what best comes up in race four, Master of Wine, a British import. He's had two starts in Australia for the Hawks team. Okay, it's Sandown, 1400 metres, but clearly wanted further. Got up to 1800 last start, and was brave on the speed in that race, which did suit those coming from the back. That was one of the main stage, one of the one I referenced earlier with Vow and Declare, finished down the field in that race. Really tough run at every reason to sort of drop out after sitting wide on the speed, but really toughs it out. Was it Sydney? Dwayne Dunn follows him. Has a good book of rides up in Sydney, Dwayne Dunn, this weekend, and up to 2,000 metres, I think, is another tick. So Master of Wine will be hard to beat at a pretty good each-way price, I would have thought, in race 4. And race 3, my value, think it over for the John Sargent Yard. Three terrific runs this time in. Can get a little bit too far back, but I think there'll be enough speed on here to sort of give him the opportunity to run over the top of them. I think $8 is a good price for Think It Over in race 3.
All right, well, back to earth in Adelaide. We're on the Morfordville Parks track, and not massive fields this time in comparison to the last 3 or 4 weeks. Now, Daniel, your best comes up in the second, and it's a horse that I tipped for fourth in the listed sprint in Melbourne. So you would think that if creativity lines up here in this benchmark 86 with only 7 runners, that the horse would be very hard to beat.
Yeah, exactly right. $2 at the moment, I'm happy to take that price for that creativity. She's the best horse in the race. And yeah, she should go forward, take a power of beating there in Adelaide if she elects to stay in Adelaide. Give her a chance as well in that listed race if there. My value comes up in race 6, number 10, Jack the Giant Slayer. Look, he's sort of been going around a big price the last couple of starts. Ran okay in a Group 3 last time, but this is much more his grade, a benchmark 64, and I thought just represented a good price. Been unlucky in a few runs throughout the preparation. It's been reflected in the form guide, but after a 3-kilo claim to a jockey, Gary Lowe, who knows him well, I think he's definitely worth an each-way play in race 6, Morfordville number 10.
Alrighty, we move to Belmont in Perth this Saturday. No stakes races. We've got the Belmont Sprint next Saturday. BJ Ryan's best comes up in race 2, number 4, Money Maher, the former star 3-year-old, was out with injury, came back with a very impressive victory 3 weeks ago, and faces a small field. Marked at about $2.75, probably likely to start a bit shorter than that. And BJ's value bet, race 5 in the 3-year-old here, race 5, number 6, Forgotten Star, at around about $8. Earlier in the day, Joel, they are racing at Ellerslie and Trentham.
Yeah, there's a listed race for 2-year-olds at Ellerslie, and on a day where I really wasn't keen on anything sort of at a shorter price, so I've made my best bet in this race, and it's going to be double figures. Murray Baker, Andrew Forsman have 5 of the 12, and this would be one of the longer priced ones. Celine Lion, race 5, number 6, both runs been out the back, just getting warm at 1200, wasn't overly knocked around last start, comes through a key form race where he was chasing home, sorry, where she was chasing home a couple of the likely favourites for this race. And yeah, as I said, she wasn't really knocked around. I think 1400 is a big plus. So 12, Celine Lion, race 5 is the best. And my value is Lascalia Rose, race 4, number 15. She was the value at the meeting last week, and she didn't get a run. So we'll follow her third up. I think she's ready to improve. Trentham, the best is Booty Lara, race 6, number 6. Coming off a maiden win. Always tricky to step straight into benchmark company and win again, but she's lightly raced. She's a 3-year-old filly, just starting to find some form this prep. And Fire Lily, the value, race 7, number 2. One of 2 runners from the Lance Robinson stable up from the South Island. And I think they can both run well. She's got one earlier. The name escapes me. But this one is, I think, a big improver off a wide run on a firmish track at Riccarton last start. She's going to get conditions to suit. She goes well on rain-affected ground. It's looking like being a heavy track. So that's race 7, number 2.
Alrighty, that takes care of a big Saturday of racing around Australasia. Don't forget to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. Not just the Saturday form, of course. We've got Friday night, the last Friday night meeting, the finals meeting at Cranbourne. All the form, all the usual form for Saturday. And then we back up on Sunday, which is Nowra Cup Day, and also, of course, Australian Hurdle Steeple Day. at Sandown. I didn't. Does anyone have any thoughts on either of the big jumps races there?
No, I haven't had much of a look there. I know Richo did the form for Winning Post, but Sandown hasn't come across my table yet.
Do pick up your Winning Post then, because not only has Richo done the form for you, but we've got the column of champion jumps jock Steve Pateman. There's often a few good priced winners in there that Stephen has been riding or watching. Finally, best $20 bet of the weekend. Joel, start us off.
We'll go another dollar. Flemington race 4, number 8.
Brizzy for me, Eagle Farm race 3, up to 2200 metres, Vow and Declare. $11 at the moment, good price.
And I'll go 10 each way at Flemington race 9, number 5, Not Enough Effort. Have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.